Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
The times in which we live should be sobering to you. There is actually a service that the left has provided to the society in unmasking its moral decline and its absurdity, and it is the trans issue, that men can compete with women. What was the latest one that I did? Oh, yeah, I think I reported to you. Was it shot put? I mean, it's a purely strength thing. And this giant guy, 6'2" and very big guy, dwarfs all the women against whom he competed, came in first place. There is, by the way, a new announcement that I should bring to your attention. There is a new organization. I hope I have it here. A big organization has actually... Oh, I have it. Yes. It's actually good news for me to bring to you. A major national organization of sports has announced that it's irrelevant what your testosterone levels are. If you're a male, a biological male, you cannot compete in women's sports. One of the great deceiving elements of the modern world is that all left-wing organizations don't care about the groups in whose name they speak. The NAACP cares about leftism more than blacks. The national organization cares about feminism, which is leftism, more than women. And the so many in women's sports care more about leftism than about women. The tragedy is that people on the left hermetically seal themselves off from hearing what I'm saying or reading what I write. And I don't mean just me. I mean, obviously, anybody who speaks like I do. And here's the story that I had mentioned earlier. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, the NAIA, announced yesterday it will ban transgender women from participating in women's sports. The National Small College Organization's Council of Presidents approved in a 20-0 vote. Well, maybe because of the word small. Small is good. As a general rule, there are, of course, exceptions. A policy that only students who were assigned the female gender at birth... Is that the way they actually... This is CBS. So this is... It shows you how the left has taken over every major medium. Assigned the biological gender at birth. God, I'm so tempted to curse. Let me let the temptation roll off me. Hold on a minute, folks. Okay. I'm too busy suppressing speech right now. It's my own speech I'm suppressing. The language used in the CBS report is vile crap. Students who were assigned the female gender at birth. You're not assigned a gender at birth. You're born something. You're not assigned species at birth. Were you assigned human at birth? Were you born human? Or were you born a cow or bull? You are not assigned anything at birth. You are something at birth. The gigantic lies that CBS, NBC, ABC, NPR, they just spout this crap because they're all run by young leftists who intimidate old nothings. The language is so disgusting. You are not assigned a gender at birth. You were born male or female. And I know there is ambivalent genitalia. I understand that. What is that? One out of 500,000? One out of a million? I don't know. That is irrelevant to the point. There are people born with six fingers, but the human species has five fingers per hand. The very language of the CBS report is repulsive. Students who are assigned the female gender at birth, only they. What if you're not assigned anything at birth? That's what the AMA has actually, the American Medical Association says, don't assign anything. This is how victorious the left is. They've intimidated everyone into lying. It's a gigantic lie, the sex assigned at birth. You're not assigned a sex at birth, let alone a gender. You are born male or female. You will always be what you were born. You can dress. You can remove your breasts. You can replace your vagina with a penis. You can replace your penis with an artificial vagina. You can do all of that. But I'm sorry. And in many cases, I really am sorry. There is something that there is some deep psychological disturbance within you. If you're a boy who thinks you're a girl or a man who thinks you're a woman. Look, the human condition is replete with tragedy. That's a tragedy. You have to be out of your mind to deny that it is better to identify with what you are than to deny what you are. Sex assigned at birth. Well, one of the many ways in which life is much worse today than it was 50 years ago. There are some ways it's better, clearly. The new policy also blocks transgender women or non-binary students who are receiving masculinizing hormone therapy. Not once in the article does it say it blocks men from competing in female sports. Because at CBS, there's no such thing as man or woman. It's all subjective. It is the postmodern, the post-truth world that the left inhabits. That's what allows all leftists to say Hamas is the victim and Israel is the villain. It's all part of the same thing. There is no moral truth. There is no objective truth. Truth is what we say it is. That's what Lenin said. Lenin started it all in 1917 with Pravda. That's why I studied Russian, was to read Pravda, not Dostoevsky. And he wanted to read Pravda. Pravda means truth. Perfect. If the New York Times could rename itself, it would be truth. If the Washington Post could rename itself, it would be truth. Truth is what they say it is. There is no truth. We know there are a lot of different opinions out there. NAIA President Jim Carr told CBS Sports Dennis Dodd, "For us, we believed our first responsibility was to create fairness and competition in the NAIA, which is the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, again. You're allowed to have separate but equal opportunities for women to compete," Carr said. He told CBS Sports that all NAIA athletes who are no longer eligible for women's competition could still participate in men's sports. That's charming. Of course that's true. Well, anyway, that's a rare moment of some good news.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.